With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. There's a deadly storm system hitting the central section of the United States.
Powerful tornadoes and violent winds flattened homes and ripped apart buildings in the first round of storms that are expected to bring record-setting rains and life-threatening flash floods across the nation's midsection in the coming days.
The same general areas are going to be getting hit kind of through Saturday.
National Weather Service meteorologist Mark Chouinard.
Finally, by Sunday, it looks like the storm finally starts to move east.
Potentially deadly flash flooding is forecast for the South and Midwest as severe thunderstorms blowing eastward become supercharged, with more than a foot of rain possible in some areas over the next 4 days. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
President Trump says the tariffs imposed on other countries are having the desired effect, and he's now open to negotiations. He said every country is called, asking to cut a trade deal with the U.S. to avoid the tariffs. The president added that he's seen an uptick in plans to bring manufacturing plants back to the U.S. as well. Aboard Air Force One, the president told reporters he wants to make it clear that he would like to keep Elon Musk around, but expects he will leave his administration in a few months as originally planned.
At some point, just so you understand, I don't want to get it wrong, I want Elon to stay as long as possible. Number one, I like him. Number two, he's doing a great job. Number three, he is a patriot. That's why he's doing this. And he's, you know, it's very costly for him. But so I want him to stay as long as possible. But there'll be a point where he's going to have to leave. And when he does, the secretaries will take totally over. And Doge will stay active. We have a lot of smart people. A lot of those people, I believe, are going to go into the agencies. And they'll work on it from the inside.
This is SRN News. So the question is, who do you talk to at church?
A new poll from the Barna Group finds that the pastor is the most popular person to engage with either before or after a worship service. 57% of regular churchgoers say they talk to him. Fellow parishioners come in second. 53% of churchgoers like to engage with somebody else in the pews at worship. And in third place is church staff. 50% of adults say they make time to say hi to them. Baby boomers like to talk to other parishioners most of all. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Greece wants to ban men from obtaining children via surrogacy if they are single or in a same-sex relationship. The Justice Ministry says it needs to eliminate legal ambiguity over the concept of inability to carry a pregnancy. The proposed change in law will be submitted to the Greek Parliament soon as part of a broader civil code reform. Greece legalized gay marriage last year. This is SRN News. Maryland lawmakers pass a slavery reparations bill.
It would create a commission to study the matter and make recommendations. The bill now goes to Democratic Governor Wes Moore, who says he will consider it. Potential reparations outlined would include, but are not limited to, official statements of apology, monetary compensation, property tax rebates, and social service assistance. Rich Thomason, Washington.
The Senate's voting to advance President Trump's budget plan. Thursday, they voted 52-48 on a multi-trillion dollar deal, which calls for steep tax cuts and a spending increase on immigration enforcement. It also includes an expansion of the Pentagon. Oil prices falling after an unexpected production increase announcement from OPEC. Eight OPEC plus countries agreed to increase production by 411,000 barrels per day starting next month. That pushed oil prices down 6%. More details at srnnews.com.